It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer, as we do each Monday at this time. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing good. How are you doing?
Good. How's your weekend?
It was good. Got some things done around the house.
Did you take Rupert out for a walk or something there?
No, I did get my snowblower ready the winter.
Need it.
I figure it's time to put the mower away and, you know, do the inevitable and get
maybe
the snowblower
that in
ready.
A couple of days here. Maybe.
Let's hope not.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. I'm not looking forward to it. But we got Chris is ready to get out there with a shovel again, so we're set over here at the radio station. So.
Yeah, you got you and you got Paul, and then you have Chris shovel the snow.
Well, she likes it. At least that's what we tell her.
Are you sure?
That's what we tell her.
Propaganda.
Well, let's salute a veteran before I get in trouble here. Okay.
Today we're saluting Specialist Third Class Virgil Joseph Hackert. Virgil was born, today would have been his 90th birthday, on November 25th, 1929, in Lackawanna County. Passed away on December 19th, 2016. He entered active duty on December 15th, 1953 in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, in the United States Army, and was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on November 10th, 1955 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a microwave repairman. Now, when you say that in the military, that doesn't mean he's fixing the little carousel device reheats our food. No,
right.
It's the antennas and the radar stations with the Army Signal Corps.
He might be able to fix your microwave, too, though.
Maybe. Yeah. You never know. With Company A of the Japan Signal Battalion. During the Korean era, some medals and ribbons that he earned were the National Defense Service Medal and the Good Conduct Medal. So we thank you, Virgil, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Salute to all the vets.
Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
And today we're going to talk about VFW-supported burn pit bill introduced to the House. I had to ask you what the burn pit was all about, and you explained it to me. So.
Well, you know, instead of creating landfills and, base dumps, we just burned everything, burned all of our trash and all of our waste, and turns out that's not very healthy.
Well, live and learn, I guess.
I guess. But this press release came out on November 21st from VFW's website, and it was also in the November-December 2019 VFW magazine. A bill introduced to the House could provide veterans of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars who were exposed to burn pits the same VA medical care as Vietnam War veterans exposed to Agent Orange. VFW supported Jennifer Kepner Healthcare for Open-Air Burn Pit Exposure, or the HOPE Act. H.R. 4137 was introduced to the House by Representative Paul Ruiz of California in August. If passed and signed into law, would add vets exposed to toxic fumes from burn pits to the VA's Priority Group 6, meaning it would allow veterans of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars the same treatment as veterans exposed to toxic chemicals from Agent Orange and other herbicides. VFW National Legislative Director Carlos Fuentes said Ruiz is working on a separate bill that could provide compensation benefits for conditions that are known to be associated with burn pit exposure. It would make individuals eligible for hospital care, medical services, and nursing home care, provided the individual served as a member of the armed forces in support of a contingency operation and was based or stationed at a location where an open-air burn pit was used after January 1st of 1990. So that also brings in the veterans of the first Gulf War. The eligibility for care would be open even for those who have insufficient medical evidence to conclude that a disease or disability is associated with a burn pit exposure. This bill is named in honor of Air Force veteran Jennifer Kepner of Cathedral City, California. She died from pancreatic cancer due to the open exposure of burn pits while serving in Balad, Iraq in 2004 as a medic, according to her obituary from the Desert Sun in Palm Springs, California. She was a hero who courageously battled pancreatic cancer while fighting for her fellow veterans suffering from pulmonary conditions and rare cancers linked to burn pit exposure. Ruiz is humbled to introduce the Jennifer Kepner Hope Act in her memory, legislation that will ease the financial burden on sick veterans who have served and sacrificed for our nation by reducing their health care costs from the VA. Excuse me. More information on Burb Pits, you can go to the Department of Veterans Affairs website, va.gov. You can contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I think I left that up for you.
You're so nice. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, although this week we won't... going to be closed a few days.
I suppose for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving take time holiday. Off, eat some turkey.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, get my annual dose of tryptophan.
Right. So take a nap and sleep it off.
That's right.
Right.
Watch a couple of football games.
Right.
But you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Okay. Then Friday, open Friday or close Friday?
Close Friday.
Close Friday.
Yep.
So Thursday and Friday this week.
Yes.
Open again Monday.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks, Josh. You have a great Thanksgiving, you and your family. And
you do, and you too, and happy Thanksgiving to all those out there in Radioland. And
tell Rupert I said hello.
I will do that.
All right. Woof, woof. Okay. Thanks, Josh.
Roo.
All right. See you later. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.